if she didn't, you know.
You'd say she what?
She turned him down or something like that.
Okay. And then you might say, well, they were engaged, but all of a sudden she...
broke it off.
Okay. If a man is the one who initiates this, is there anything different?
Well, usually you say he jilted her.
Okay. Would that be if they were going steady or if they were engaged? Or
if they were engaged and he broke it off, I think. That's
okay.
When they're usually referred to as a jilt.
Okay. What if they're just going steady? What would you say?
They just broke up, busted up, or something like that.
Okay. But that didn't happen. You said they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. They're in humorous ways to say they got married?
Hitched.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
Okay, and the girl who stands up with the bride would be the...
matron of, bridesmaid.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a kind of celebration after a wedding where all the boys in the neighborhood gather around the couple's home and make a lot of noise?
After the wedding? Before the wedding, I've heard of them having things, but not after the
wedding. What do they do before the wedding?
Oh, they have what do they call it when all the guys get together? Some kind of party.
Does that include the groom?
Yeah.
But not the bride?
Mm-mm. Just all the groom and the best man and all the, you know, everybody that's going, all the men that are going to be in the wedding.
Uh-huh. Okay, but there's nothing after the wedding that you know?
Not that I know of. I never have heard of anything.
Okay. Okay, you might say, I saw so-and-so. In Dallas. I saw him in Dallas.
Oh, I saw him when I was in Dallas? Oh.
Okay, would you say up in Dallas or over in Dallas or down in Dallas?
Up in Dallas, from.
Okay. Or you'd say I saw him in Brownsville.
Down in Brownsville.
Okay. Or I saw him in El Paso.
Out in El Paso.
Okay, or I saw him in New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans.
Okay. Would you say I saw him in San Francisco?
Up in San Francisco.
Okay. Or I saw him in Atlanta.
Down Atlanta.
Okay. Or I saw him in Boston.
Up in Boston.
Okay. Let's see, what else? I saw him, in Kerrville.
Up in Kerrville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, what else is around here? Does that seem to be, based on direction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say over for anything? Did you say over in New Orleans? Or?
No, I said down in New Orleans.
That's right.
But we do say over to Austin.
What does over mean then?
I don't know, but going over to Austin, it's like you're not really going up and you're not really going down. You just sort of like going over there, you know. It means almost like something like a cross, but it's not straight across, you know. So you're just going over to Austin. And it's a directional thing, but over would mean that, and out, like we always say out to Los Angeles or out to El Paso.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why, but you say out